Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is John. How could I help you?
Yeah, I had a missed call from this number and just went through a bunch of prompts with the AI assistant regarding potentially having a pay per lead or a monthly rate for advertising, marketing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you looked into Google advertising before?
Yeah, a lot, actually. And I've been a part of a lot of different ones, so I'm quite familiar.
Okay. Which one did you like the best?
I was marketing with sponsorship and paying a monthly fee with product consultancy out of New England, London.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know.
Looks like you have...
Work slows down in the wintertime. I'm a tree service, so work slows down in the wintertime, so it's been slower.
Yeah.
So, last year I had a good experience when the work was busy, but, it, you know, things slow down.
Yeah. And you're just looking for more consistency?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, based on what I see here, it looks like Brat Tree Company is utilizing a service called Google Verified or Google Guarantee. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, we utilized Google Guaranteed last year.
Okay. They're getting pretty consistent calls. I would say they're capitalizing on a majority of the calls, but it is through that Google Guarantee campaign. We could reactivate if you have a CID or a previous account with Google Verified or local service ads, as they call it. We can do that, start getting leads to come in that way, or we can add to your local services and get you ranking at the top for multiple different keywords there locally. Just depends on which route you want to go. That one is not pay per lead or click or call. That one's just flat monthly rate, $2.99.
Okay. And you're with Splash is the company name?
It's called Local Splash, actually. We're a premier Google partner. Let me get you some information here. Give me one second. You get texting on this line?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. System's going extremely slow. Come on. Did you like that AI prompt, or was it frustrating to use?
Very frustrating in my personal opinion. That's why I don't use one myself.
Okay.
If I don't prefer having an AI assistant. But...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is what I get, though. Usually it's like the business owner likes it, but the people who use it aren't a fan of it. And then if they start complaining too much,
right,
the business owner starts to not like it. But some people...
Right. No, and I get it as a business owner. I depended on it last year because I can't always be answering my phone.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So that's what I was asking. Sometimes it's a good
from
tool.
The customer perspective. Yeah,
it's frustrating.
I mean, it's like no one prefers to talk to a computer. It's for the advantage of the person who has to answer the damn phone every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's understandable. Okay, all right. So I finally got this thing to load. Here comes a. This one's just a simple Google search for, you know, is Local Splash a Google partner? Just to verify our partnership. And then since you did put up with the AI prompts, you are eligible for a full platinum bundle at that $2.99 rate. Not that you would need everything that's in that bundle. You already have your own site. It looks like your Google verification is still valid with Google. So you shouldn't have any problems with that. But if you are
that's
missing...
good to hear. I get so many scam calls. Every day I get so many scams calls saying, oh, you're not verified with Google. Actually, I am verified. I'll see it through with people and then they'll hang up on me because it's a scam or they're looking for a one-time fee and it's just ridiculous. So
yeah.
Freaking done, you know?
Yeah. You, be leery of that anytime. I mean, there are some things out there that are not actually Google partner companies, and they're just like fly-by-night SEO companies or a couple guys in a garage, you know. And, oh, we'll verify your Google listing.
Right.
You know, they get these little old ladies
right.
who pay for it and are ripping them off. So, yeah, definitely something to be mindful
right.
of. But no, you're verified. The 17250 Twin Lakes Road Northwest. Phone number's same. It looks like 763-327-0234 that we're on here. So website's attached.
Yep.
No discrepancies. Name, address, phone number, website all match. So yeah, the verification's the same unless something's changed, unless you moved or something. But if any of that's
that's all accurate information.
Yeah.
So what we were doing last year, I was paying $1,000 a month to have a guy post ads for me. And we were really targeting certain areas, but they were down toward the cities more.
Okay.
Rather than up here in Elk River.
Yeah.
And
it's a smart move.
The issue I was running into is there would be a different phone number. I would call from a different phone number to make sure the service was working, and it would provide different phone numbers than what my actual phone number was. And then it wouldn't get through. It wouldn't get through to me. I'd leave like a fake request for, you know, tree work, and I'd never get the message. And so I was like talking to my guy, where are these going? And he continued to, you know, assure me, no, it's okay. It's all good. You know, you're getting the calls. I'm like, no, I'm not getting the calls. Where's the ones that I left from different phone numbers, you know,
to test whether
it was working properly or not. So. Yeah, nonetheless, it was just that kind of consistent not knowing, but then there was still leads coming in, so it was like, this is weird.
Big no-no. Yeah,
but yeah,
you want to be able to track everything.
Right, and then work got slow, so we paused the leads because I'm paying $1,000 a month just for him to post the ad, and then another anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a month for the ads themselves, and it was just, yeah.
I sent you a couple of text messages here, but the most recent one would solve the issue you're explaining here. We have our own CRM and app that's hooked up to all the Google advertising, any advertising that we do for your company, and it'll actually track all the calls too.
Okay.
It's awesome. I mean, if you click on the last link I sent you, it gives you like actual pictures of how it would look on a mobile device or PC. So you can have this right at your fingertips 24/7. You never have to question anything. It'll all be readily available to you.
Okay.
Yep. Every phone number, what number you called them from, they called you from. It's all hooked up to Google Voice. So you have your own tracking system there. You could use the AI digital assistant if you'd like. You can actually toggle it on and on or on and off at your own discretion. Via the app, or you can contact us and we can toggle it on or off if that's something you want to utilize at certain times. Maybe you get too busy and you just want to make sure you're not missing anything. Our $299 package that I was quoting you on doesn't charge per lead or click or call. So usually you won't deal with a bill that's about $1,000 a month unless you wanted to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee local service ads. I could definitely get that up and running for you as well if you want us to kind of mimic the exact campaign that you had going previously with that other company. We'll be able to see exactly what they were doing once we log into your Google business profile. We won't log into it in the sense that you do. We just send you a code to add us as a manager to it so that way we could get in there and actually see the history, and then we can revamp it and kind of attack it from there.
What's the going rate for like building a website and that? Because I felt like I got taken advantage of by this myai.com company, or myaio.com.
Yeah.
I ended up spending thousands in a single day.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It depends. Let me look at your site here. Well, I mean, I could tell you by their reviews already, myaio is not a Google partner or business I would refer to my family members, that's for sure.
I spent like $4,000 in a single day to buy 10 years of the website rights, and they're fully mine, so I paid more for that.
Yeah.
It just seemed like an absolute scam.
after the fact, of course, because I needed a website. Well, this came in the fall time, and I'm just like, good grief.
Yeah.
Now looking back, God, I think I got duped.
Well, I mean, at least you won't have to worry about anything for 10 years. As far as having a website or not having a website. But, yeah, it's definitely overpriced.
Right. If it's legit.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah, that too. Usually what happens is you can buy a domain, though. When you buy a domain, I mean, you can buy one for, you know, $100, $200. We get them for $100 from
Google. Well, the reason was years ago I had the domain for my name .com, victorytreeservice.com. Well, I let it lapse because I was out of business.
Somebody
and then they wanted, you know, it had to be $3,000 or $4,000. I'm like, I'm not paying that for a stupid website.
Yeah.
Like, nobody pays attention and sits there and types out a website. They Google searched everything when they need something, you know.
100%.
Not paying that, so.
Yeah, the money maker is actually the placement more so than the site. And you're right about that, but I think that's what happened is there is certain entities out there, kind of like the fake Google verification ones that you were getting, where they will actually crawl the web and they'll find like really common domain names that are expiring, and then they'll purchase them, and then they kind of hold it hostage to the business owner or people who want to buy it. They're not actually buying it for their own use. They hike up the price to that $3,000-$4,000, and you know, it's like, if you want it, you got to pay this. So it's almost a way of like
where are you out of
Fountain Valley? It's Orange County, California. So we're right across from, we're literally across the street from Google Building 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a premier partner. Yeah, that's why I sent you that first text message to say, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? Because if you were to hop online and you were like, hey, Google, I need help with this, or you try to call Google, you know, they would tell you, hey, get with one of our Google partners, and then they usually give you a couple of numbers, or if you're just doing the regular search, they'll end up giving you our number to contact us, because they don't actually handle it at the Google headquarters. They've delegated all those responsibilities and outsourced them to the Google partners. So that's why I wanted you to verify that you were talking to the right people right away, because I am aware that there are some fishy things out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. But you do have some options there. I mean, if you're stuck on, hey, let me get back to where I was previously, I'm sure we could do it. I think $1,000 a month might end up being a little excessive unless you're throwing that into the actual local service ads or like the pay-per-lead campaign. Then you could certainly get bills that high just because you're paying a fee for each individual lead that's handed off to you live with the customer on the line.
Yeah.
A lot of times with when we're just establishing a relationship with a business owner, we like to start small with them, put them on the local campaigns, and then if they want more or have the capacity to handle more, then we educated or we use the information and use that data that we collect from the local listing to attack a bigger campaign. Does that make sense? So
okay.
Like, we'll see, like, which keywords are performing best and what areas are performing in, instead of just, hey, let's throw $1,000 a month at the wall and see what sticks kind of thing. We like to have a plan of attack that we know is going to work and generate the best ROI for you. So that would be my recommendation to anybody that we first start working with is just kind of let us get in there, do the local listing, start building up that presence, and then obviously with the ROI that you're getting from that, we could use that to expand, rather than just throw it out the
wall. So my AIO that I got with, they're supposed to be doing the organic search, search something, building that up, because at the time when I signed up with them, I needed a website, and it needed to be rebuilt and whatnot. And then I was still with my other marketing guy as well at that time, so they were going to handle that side of it. I forgot, I'm just drawing a blank. I just searched it up here. It says they appear to be legitimate and they're out of Los Angeles. And they were supposed to be doing the organic. They were focused more on the organic searches. Uh-huh. Whereas the other guy was strictly doing Google Guaranteed. That's all he did. You
got
know?
It.
And it was just him and another guy.
Okay.
You know?
Well, your organic presence actually isn't bad. So if my AIO is handling that, then that's actually not bad. You are verified, websites up and running and active. You do rank pretty decent, for tree services as a keyword. As for some other keywords, okay, tree trimming, tree pruning, things like that, you don't rank very well. So they could build on that, okay, in that regard, have you showing up for more things, kind of casting a broader net. But if you're like, hey, I want to force the issue on leads, then you would want to jump back into that Google verified or Google guarantee campaign. The reason being is because Google is kind of pushing homeowners to go with those guys. They're offering them $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the jobs should something happen. We're also verifying the business owners, pass the background check, hassle the appropriate license and documents by the state, making it a pretty carefree approach for the homeowner to hire somebody through that program. And so those guys are getting a lot of the leads because Google is incentivizing them. And so that's probably where you had that $1,000 a month bill, stopped utilizing it, and then, of course, the business died down because you're relying on My AIO solely for your local, and your local's only ranking for a couple of keywords. So there's definitely...
Well, just so you're aware, it's a regional thing, too. In Minnesota, work slows down a lot. So one thing that irked me is guy promised me he's going to get me work in the freaking wintertime. I'm like, nobody works in the wintertime doing trees here. You know, very few. And there was just... Right, exactly.
Yeah,
it was just kind of telling me what I wanted to hear, and I knew.
Right. Yeah.
But I still signed up with them because I knew the season was picking up, and I wanted those leads, and it's seasonal. So it's like I need to invest in a marketing firm who's marketing for me. I know it's worth it. I know it pays off. But, yeah, just the false hopes in the life. It's like, leave that shit out of it, and I'd be a consistent, you know what I mean, customer.
Yeah,
you know, and
I
then
think
there was another discrepancy.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I think that's where our app is. You're an analytical mind, I can tell. Not everybody's the same, but you're an analytical business owner. So, and it's not a tangible product, so you have to be able to see it. And I think that's where the app would come into play largely for you with our services, because you just right there at any moment, if you have concerns like, hey, what's going on? What could I do to change this? You do want to be involved to a degree to what you can do. And I think that app will just make it a lot easier for you and give you a lot more peace of mind. We always say like our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what they're paying for each month. And I feel like these guys have kind of left you into the blind a little bit.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly.
Like, okay. Cause like something like me saying, oh, you know, yeah, we're going to get you business in the winter. It's be shooting me in the foot, so to speak, because we do everything month to month,
right,
and we'll just lose the client the second the client realizes when they go in the app that no, according to Google Analytics, it actually does dip down in the wintertime and it doesn't pick up again until this, you know what I mean? Or I would have to pay extra to market in this area in order to get the leads. So we wouldn't be able to lie to you because you have the transparency right there at your fingertips, which is the data that comes from Google Analytics.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, part of my motive in asking where you're at, just so there's clarity, so you understand my end, what goes on and how it is.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
There's a system called Google Analytics, so we could pull data from every industry and every area across the country, and we use that information to help our clients be successful.
Well, that's awesome. I'd love to see some of that, you know.
Yeah. And we don't have to guess. We got years and years and years of data of what people search and the times of the year. We use that information to go, okay, we should list you for this in these areas at this time in order to pull those calls. But you might have to travel a little bit, you know, in order to get that consistency.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second link? Is it what you offer and how much you charge? Is $299 for the package?
Yeah, that's for the local. So that would basically replace My AIO, though. You'd end up, you can't have two people managing that Google business profile at a time. They do have you ranking for tree services, but you're not ranking for some other things that I think would really help you, as well as there's many other services that we provide in the Platinum package. So I was offering you the Platinum package. It's the very last one down. It's advertised at $599 on our site, but I was offering it for $299.
Yeah.
Right. And that way we would be able to utilize not just Google optimization, but Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, run some Facebook ads for you, be able to pull leads from multiple areas without you having to do a pay-per-lead system. And if you find that you would rather do the pay-per-lead system, then we could always sit down and have that conversation about, you know, budget, lead fees, and what you'd be getting charged monthly. So we'd be able to actually provide you both services. If you wanted to do both at the same time, we can actually put together a package. You would just have to, well, I don't know if you'd need to go through your background check. Do you know, Chris, what a CID is?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. That tells me everything that I would need to know there as far as the Google Guarantee. So whoever previously did your Google Verified or Google Guarantee campaign has a CID number. It's your ID number for the business's Google Guarantee campaign. And that, if we can get that, it would stop you from having to go through the background check all over again and verifying the insurance and everything, because that costs money. It would cost about $250 to get through that background check. If we can get the CID, then we don't have to go through that background check again. It would just be jumping right into the lead fees and the overall lead costs.
Would I be able to access that through my Google business profile, or is that another...
You should. It's known as local service ads, though, is the traditional name. They used to call it Google Guarantee and then Google Verified, but it's usually Google local service ads. So if you go on your computer and just look up local service ads, and if you click on it, you know, if there was any history with this computer or your Google business profile, you know, username and password should pop up, should be able to sign into it pretty easy.
Okay. I'm working on it right now here on my phone.
Yeah, I can hang on the line with you here too, kind of walk you through it. Local service ads. My apologies. They got the power washing guys in the parking lot here, so if you hear some background noise.
Fine. No, fine.
Yeah, there should be a sign-in button right at the top once you get to the local service ads page, and then I'm going to either say new account or switch Google account. If you already have one, then it should already have an option to go into the previous campaign.
I search local service ad victory tree service.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that should pop up, it should say Google business profile. It's a business, and I'll have the Google logo next to it. It should say reach local. Or reach local customers with local service ads, or local service ads lead generation for local customers. You can't miss it. Usually it'll have that big Google G in there with the colors.
I have Safari for a thing, but I search as local service ads, victory tree service. Is it better to go through Chrome?
Yeah, you don't have to type in Victory Tree Service. Chrome or either one should work. You just want to type in local service ads, though, and it'll should pop up there.
Okay.
Yeah, by itself. Yeah.
All right, I just think that. Reach local customers with local service ads.
There you go. That's it. Boom. And then you click on that, and then there should be a sign-in tab at the top there in the right corner.
Yeah, and I'm already signed in on my email. Okay, I got Victory Tree Service account number, and then I have Google Ads account number.
Oh, so you were doing pay-per-click also. That explains a lot. Okay.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's where you were getting
that. Here's the irony. I never got any money back, and I know that I was supposed to on a certain pay-per-click thing for ones that weren't.
It may still be in that account.
Good. What's the difference?
It may be in that account. Do you see a customer ID number in there?
I'll click on the Google Ads account.
Yeah, it should say ID somewhere, like your ID number. The Google Ads account will be a little different. It should be the local service ones where it's pay per lead.
Okay.
Pull this to Tree Services.
Call only ads are being deprecated. Update to call assets by February 2027.
Yeah, so you're...
In.
You don't need
Google Ads isn't supported from my
Your phone, yeah.
Referrals, or I need to...
Oh, yeah. It might be the IP address. So here's the thing. It sounds to me like you had local service ads, and you also had Google ads at one point. Google ads is pay-per-click.
Yep.
Local service ads is pay-per-lead. The leads, when you're doing it with a Google partner, we would hand them off to you with the customer live on the line. So that way you don't get charged unless you actually come in contact with these people. And that's what maximizes your ROI. Okay. The lead fees, they range anywhere from $38 to $56 a lead. Okay.
Okay.
Typically, to activate an account, Google wants you to have at least a 13 lead balance in the account. Now, that might be in there. I don't know how much money is inside that. We wouldn't know until we got in there. But it's possible that you have some money still just sitting in there if you never got money back from Google. And so the 13 lead balance.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've never had access to that. It's always been through my marketing guy. Even though we were doing Google Guaranteed.
Sure. I mean, obviously they host it, but you were able to access it here. So you did have access to it. You just have to log into it in this way. You'd have to go to local service ads and then log in with your email in order to – so you did have access to it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to log in right here. So we'll help you, though, like as far as gathering the CID, if that's something you want to do. Like I said, we could professionally host it. You'll have the app hooked up to this. So you'll get full transparency on what your balance is, how many leads you have, what you've gotten. It'll have all their phone numbers, everything in there. But what I was going to say is they usually want a 13 lead balance to activate an account. So a 13 lead balance, if it's 56 on the high end, there would need to be $728 in there in order to activate the account and start receiving leads to get guaranteed at least 13 leads, right? So I don't know. There might be 500 in there, and they only need you to pay $228 to go ahead and have us launch it, and then we could start handing those leads off to you at the rate that you could receive them. But at least that way you have a person in there that's forcing the issue. You know, they're pre-screening these guys. These guys are already incentivized to go with the Google Guarantee contractor, so, you know, they're applying for that program, and then we're getting on the phone with them, making sure it's a legitimate job and bringing you on the line. So I think that'd be a great plan for you if you're trying to get things going and you don't have somebody there answering the phones or forcing the issue. The other thing, they want to make sure you carry at least $100K in general liability.
Yeah, I may do.
Okay, good. That's the minimum. So any kind of insurance will do. You must have either a pesticide.
I have a $2 million policy. I'm a tree service, you know.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah. This is a dangerous job. So. And then you must have either a pesticide applicator's license or be registered with the Minnesota Tree Care Registry, both through the Department of Agriculture.
Yep, and I am in Minnesota.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Yep.
All right. Minneapolis, St. Paul. Okay, tree service. And no felonies in the last 7 years?
No, never.
Okay, good. Felons. Okay. All right. So here comes some big questions. If you want to do this, we would basically eliminate my AIO. I don't know if that's something that you want to do or if you're open to doing. I don't know how you feel about your success with them to this point. Okay. If you did sign up with us with the local listing, that $299 package, it would essentially kick them out of there, and we would be hosting it. You can't have more than one manager in your Google business profile outside of yourself. Okay? So if we
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't. You can't hire like three of them. I mean, they'll take your money, but they're not going to be able to do anything for you. So only one of them can host it at a time. So be leery of that. Especially us as a Google partner, we automatically kick them out of there once we start hosting the GBP. If you wanted to do both them and activate your leads, what I can do is, because they usually want to do background check and CID transfer, that's usually what they charge $250 for, I could get it set up for $100. So you'd be looking at $399 today to get both of them going, And then moving forward, you just have $299 reoccurring plus your lead fees.
Okay.
I
literally can't afford that today apart from putting it on a credit card, and I don't want to do that because my truck just went in.
Okay.
Do
you want to start out with $299 local, and then we could always add the Google guarantee down the line, the local service ads?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm really not in a financial position to even do that today.
Okay.
So I'm going to take your info down, and I'll be doing it in the near future.
Okay. Let's do this then. Let me give you my direct number and extension, okay? Because I already have all the notes and the whole conversation recall in here.
Great.
Go ahead. I'm going to text it over to you. I'm just waiting for the system to spin a little dodgy. There it goes. Okay.
I have my notes open. I can take it down here, too, if you want to do it that way.
Oh, it's automated. Make it easy on you. So that way it's always saved in there, too. The number that I've been texting you on is the business line, and then it'll have my direct extension in there. I just sent it over.
Okay.
Okay. And so we'll be able to help you no matter what way you want to go. The main thing is we're a premier Google partner. So, you know, anything that has to do with Google advertising, and then Google is the largest search engine in the world. Most directories and other marketing strategies for a business owner are going to operate underneath Google as them being the search engine and one of the directories. So pretty much everything online marketing wise, with the exception of independent companies like HomeAdvisor, we could take care of you.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Hopefully I hear from you soon. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, do not hesitate to reach out, okay? Like I said, our educated clients are always the happiest ones, so if I got to school you for a couple of weeks before we get it going, I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, awesome. I haven't received your text as of yet. I just want to make sure I don't lose you before I get your info.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead. Double check this here. John.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
It was in my other folder. I marked you as known. Is that your personal number?
That's my company line and direct extension. It'll prompt you when you dial that 877 line, and then it'll be like kind of like the AIO that you were talking to, and then you just press 1 and then extensions.
Okay.
And it prompts you there. It'll tell you can just dial it, press 1, and hit the extension. It'll come right through to me.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Looking forward to getting started. I'll be in touch in the next few days here, hopefully.
Likewise. Yeah, no problem, Chris. I'm always here for you. Just feel free to reach out. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully we'll be linking up soon.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.